course, revision and exam technique. We want to try to understand how we can best prepare for examinations and produce the best work, best structured answer in the examinations. What we tend to find is that if we explain to students what we expect in terms of results and presentation, this can very often improve and significantly advance their ability to do well in examinations and raise the overall examination content and mark level. Let me just make a couple of basic introductory points first. While we like you very much indeed, we do not want to see you next year in the sense of no resits. Try and pass the exam first time, pass it as well as you can, try not have to come back and do a resit later. The examination is very straightforward. There are no trick questions. There are no difficult questions. There is nothing in the examination that we have not covered in class. There are no mixed questions as well. And there's no quotas, which means we do not have to provide or limit the number of distinctions or merits we can provide. Everybody's marked on an open, even, equal basis, and you will get the mark that reflects the amount of work that you have put into this. In terms of the overall purpose of the course, my own opinion is the key emphasis is professional preparation. That's the core purpose of this. We want you to become excellent finance lawyers, excellent commercial lawyers. The examination is just one ancillary aspect of that. The courses are then very large indeed, although the examinations are quite narrow, quite tight, and operate within the larger structure set. We can understand the content of the examination by principally looking at the core syllabus. You then have this reflected in the timetable. Specific class content. You then look at past papers and you adjust all of this for any recent current developments or changes in the markets. With those five things together, you will be able to develop a very clear understanding of the expected structure and content of the examination by looking at the syllabus, timetable, class content, past papers, and adjusting that for any current continuing issues. The examination format itself, it will be a 4-hour online examination. You basically allocated 30 minutes for working preparatory purposes to read the paper, select which questions you want to answer, in which order you want to set them, and then to begin to outline working structures for the answer development. Subsequently, it should only take 3 hours to answer the paper, to answer all of the questions. You will have 6 questions, you answer 3. That gives you an hour for each question, which is very easy, very comfortable indeed. You will then have around another 30 minutes to submit and to be able to ensure that you can reload the answer book back onto the electronic collection system. Because it's 3 hours, because you've got 6 questions, you'll answer 3. There is a word limit of 1,500 words per question, 4,500 for the paper as a whole. You will write roughly 300 words per question in practice, which means it's 5 pages per question answer, 15 pages for the whole examination. The key point then is what you're trying to do is to prepare all of your revision in a structured manner so that you can make the maximum use of everything that you have learned and you're able to present that most effectively and in the most articulate and intelligent manner in the examination. In terms of examination revision itself, what we're trying to do is this. It's structured re-examination and reuse consolidation of all of the papers that you have developed, all of the work that you have been doing during the course of the year. You do not actually pass the examination in the examination. The mark will largely be determined in the preparatory work that you do in the period just up until the examination. So what you're trying to do is this. You need to structure the whole of the course. You need to have an outline for the whole of the course to understand all of the key elements. You will then adjust that again by looking at the syllabus, as I said, the timetable and the class content. From that, you can work out all of the core aspects of the course. You'll have a master outline for the course as a whole. Within that, you'll then prepare sub-outlines for each of the key areas. My own system for operation is I like to have everything summarized, everything numbered, and I will reduce everything to usually one page or one page front and back. I like tables, landscape tables, or vertical sets of notes, but usually always one page front and back, and I will reduce everything down into a numbered, clearly structured content so that I can literally, effectively memorize all of this, photograph it into my brain, which means I can have full access to all of the content in the examination as I need it, because all I'm going to then do is read the question and adjust the outlines that I have pre-prepared so that I can make maximum use of those in the final examination itself. So it's structured revision, structured notes, structured control, so that you have all the information available that you can use in an easy to access manner in the final examination. When you're answering the questions themselves, you'll have a short introductory section, will then be a development, and then a close and final conclusions. The introductions can be very short in a final exam rather than in a dissertation, and I will provide separate guidelines on preparing written submission dissertation work. The development section will principally depend upon whether it's a problem question or an essay type question. If it's a problem, what you're trying to do is explain, restate the facts, explain the law, apply the law, and then come up with a solution or resolution. The only problem with problems is that very often you can miss sub-issues in the examination. This happens to everyone, in particular at the undergraduate level. How do you deal with that? You use the outline, the revision notes that you've prepared as a checklist. So you'll read the problem and answer the problem set, but what then you'll also try to do is work around that and also build in any other additional information from the other notes that you have so that you can build up your answer to ensure that you cover every possible point that could have arisen. Very often problems can be dealt with quite quickly. So if you've got 5 pages, you could possibly answer the specific problem set in 3, but what you're then going to do is you're going to look for sub-problems in those problems, sub-issues. That's why you go back over your checklists and try to work out what else can I build in. So you can pump up, build up your answer to the full 5 pages, the full 1,500 words that you need to provide. If it's an essay question, you're just going to use the revision notes. You will then simply revise these to reflect the particular question answered, and then you'll develop your answer around those. Usually, we're going to explain the importance of the subject, highlight the subject matter that you're looking at. You may have some historical background market type data or information. You'll then again explain the key law, the key issues that arise. You're going to apply the law to the issue. You're going to identify a problem, and then you're going to come up with a solution or reconciliation. You'll then have a short closing section in an examination. This can be very short indeed. You just simply want to close up the paper. If it was a formal dissertation, you'd want a more carefully set, restructured set of final conclusions, which would restate everything. You do not need that in the final examination, but you want to try and pull everything together to some intelligent closer, and that close must reflect the underlying question set. So go back to the question that was asked and answer the specific question. Very often, students simply try to write everything they can. They then forget about the question that was set, and by the time they come to the end, they just jump onto the next question without actually answering the question that was asked. You can get a lot of additional extra marks by simply going back and making sure you answer the specific question that was raised. In terms of examination technique, examination preparation, the key thing is structured preparation and revision, as we've already explained. You have a master outline. You have sub-outlines for each of the key parts of the course. My own classes try to provide all of that for you. I will give you an outline for the whole course. I will give you an outline for each of the core parts of the course so that you can understand all of this and be able to use all of this either in professional practice or in the final examination. The key point for obtaining the highest marks and doing as well as possible in the examination is to set out the most relevant detail. What will effectively happen in practice is that the candidate that can include, provide the most relevant detail will get the highest mark. It's usually as simple as that. What you're basically then doing is this. You're trying to write a larger answer. So for example, in this case, you've got five pages, 1,500 words. What you're effectively going to do is prepare an answer that is double, if not three times that size, if not four or five, and then compress that into the limit, word limit, time limit, whatever limit you're subject to in your examination. In this case, it's five pages. What you're trying to do is incorporate as much, the maximum amount of relevant detail as possible, and the person that can do that is going to get the highest mark. It is as simple as that. You're then looking for outlines, tables, succinct lists. Keep it short, keep it simple, keep it direct, and try to incorporate as much possible detail and useful points of specific content and comment as you absolutely can. In terms of authorities, what we're trying to do is this. You're trying to build in maximum amount of use of the primary authorities. You need to demonstrate your full command and control over the main laws, case law, regulations, and other principal legal requirements that apply in each case. While at the undergraduate level, it's not usually necessary to consider secondary sources and secondary authority, at the postgraduate level, it is. It actually looks very good to be able to go through your secondary sources and then outline all of the key points of debate, information, discussion, everything else that supports what you're principally looking at. You should at least be referring to the main primary legal text in each area to show you that you understand where all of the information is discussed and everything is available. But also, if it's a more specific point of current interest or even historical point of debate, build in that argument, use your secondary sources. You can build up very substantial additional amounts of credit in the exam using this. We're trying to incorporate as much original analysis as we can. This is more important in the dissertation and written submission work at the LLM and the doctoral level, although it also looks very good in the final examination. Original material can be determined in terms of structure and treatment, examination of themes and sub-themes, explanation of the law, application and analysis of the law, and then the final conclusions that you come up with. What you're always trying to do is to develop original observations and opinions. Usually you will be asked a question. It will not say describe or outline, it will say comment on the effectiveness of. Comment on the value of, explain the extent to which this is able to secure one or more specific objectives. You must go back to the question and answer the specific question. Again, it's much more effective. It works. It's much easier to obtain much higher marks if you do all of this in advance. Try to look for these opinion points, these opinion pieces, and form your opinion before you get into the exam and be able to articulate that and set that out intelligently in the final presentations. If you haven't got your own original opinion, just find the best one from another source and then be able to source where that came from. Just go back over your principal textbooks or case law or whatever else. It doesn't have to always be completely new. You can simply represent the most intelligent, articulate, current opinion in any area of the law. Just do so in an intelligent and well-sourced manner. You will do very well indeed. In terms of completion, just make sure you complete the exam. Once you've begun the exam, once you've started the exam, you must complete. This can raise a lot of difficulties in practice. There was one young gentleman I knew. He decided he didn't feel too well in the examination, so he would leave halfway through. What then happened was that was counted as a first sitting. He had difficulty getting his visa, so he couldn't come back for the next resit over the summer, and they treated that as a full second sitting, and therefore they were going to deny him the right to complete the course, and which meant that they were going to deny him his degree. Because he walked out of an examination because he didn't feel too well at one particular point. We had to send a large number of emails. We were eventually able to get him to do a second sitting, and he did very well in the final examination. But try not to take any unnecessary risks. If you're in the examination, you've started the examination, try to complete the examination. Read the questions carefully, answer the specific question set, and then, as I've said already, go back and review your question and make sure you actually comment on the specific issues involved. This may sound very obvious, but in practice, a very large number of students will not do that. They will write around the subject, they will write about the subject, but they will not actually answer the specific question set. Some points tend to come up with regards to headings and subheadings and colour highlights or underlines, things like that. You don't need to do any of that. You will not get any extra marks for it, but it actually looks good in the examination and it can get you general credit with your examiner. I personally like headings and subheadings. It shows that you've got everything well structured, you've understood and you've prepared for the examination well. That does look good. You do not get extra marks as such, but it can help. The need for highlights, colouring, whatever else, none of that's actually necessary. You will not get any additional marks for that. Although some people do enjoy it, they like it, and it makes them feel more comfortable as they're preparing and writing and completing the examination. So you will certainly not lose any marks for that. In terms of closing comment, the key objective is to answer all questions in the time available and in so doing to provide as much relevant detail as you can. Prepare a structured revision and then structured examination preparation so that you can make maximum use of all of the material available. You need to be familiar with the syllabus and the past papers so that you are not surprised by anything that could come up. You should be able to deal with all of the core areas, all of the core subject matter that can come up. It will all have been dealt with in class and it will all have been outlined in advance. The key thing is to remain calm and positive. Whatever happens, you need to complete the final paper. And the objective is to show off how much you've learned. We're not concerned about finding what you don't know. This is not undergraduate level. We're not trying to see what We're not setting any traps. We're not trying to find out what you have not learned. It's all about what you have benefited from the course and how you can present and show that, demonstrate that command and control that you have developed of the subject over the year. That's what we want to see. That's what the examination is for. Look at it positively, progressively, as an opportunity for you to demonstrate how much you have learned and how much you now understand this important subject that will have been covered. The other key point simply is this, is to enjoy this. Rather than be concerned about it, it's a very positive thing. Let us see how much you have learned. Let us see how much you've enjoyed. Let's see how much you feel you can contribute to this area going forward. Very often at this level, all of these subjects are still new, changing, evolving. We are all able to make a contribution and help assist develop further law, further solution, further policy ideas going forward. So try to enjoy this and simply show off everything that you've learned in as positive, constructive, and informed and articulate manner as you can. Otherwise, just best of luck in all of your final examinations.